First thing I want to say as I stand up here tonight, first thing I want to say is I thank the Lord for my salvation. If there's anything in this life to seek, that's salvation. Your salvation to spend eternity in heaven. Second thing I want to say is I want to thank my family, my church family, and my friends for all your prayers and support. It's not easy. I didn't grow up with a church background, not much of one anyway. My grandmother sitting here would beg me to go to church when I was little. You know, I was too occupied with Nintendo. And I regret that now, but as you get older, you get wiser, I guess, and you learn what's important in life. And I asked y'all to pray for me up here, as it's not going to be pretty. It's my first time. I guess you got to start somewhere. As me and Mike was talking earlier today at his house, you know, when you're born small, and you start out with milk, and you work your way up to soft food and so forth. And he told me the same way with preaching. I'm a baby preacher. That word scares me. You can ask Brother Mike or Brother Miller. When I told them about this, I couldn't say the word preacher because it scared me so bad. I'll tell you in a minute why I had such a hard time. Like I said, I didn't grow up in church very much. And in November of last year, I got a calling to preach, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I ran, you know. Why me, you know? I'd go to work and work two jobs, occupy my time, keep thinking about it. But, you know, I got to ask myself, you know, why me? I'm not worthy of this. I'm not qualified. Why? Why me? Why pick somebody that doesn't know, you know, or know as little as I did or do? But I ran for this for a while, and the devil gave me every reason in the world not to answer that calling, and threw everything he could at me, and it just kept getting worse and worse. And the relief I got last Sunday when I answered that calling, it was a great deal of relief. But you can't help but be scared, nervous. I know, like Brother Mike said, he wouldn't wish it upon me. I know I see a little bit of how hard it's going to be. It's not going to be easy. But, you know, when I got the calling, I asked for my salvation, but I didn't ask for this. And, but the 8 months I ran from this, I felt lost and alone and had trouble with it and hard times. But little did I know, there's a lot of preachers out there that went through the same thing I did. I just can't imagine how much easier it would have been if I'd have just said, yes, God, yes, I'll do it. Brother Elliot preached last week. If the Lord tells you to do something, he's going to pave the way for it. But just to tell you a little bit about my past. Like I said, I didn't go to church a lot when I was younger. As I got older, a good friend of mine, we started going to church a little bit. And his dad was a pastor at a church, and we got to going quite a bit. And I would I would seek the Lord's salvation. I would ask God to come in my heart. And there's several times I went, you know, nothing happened. But I remember one time I was, you know, at the time I wasn't living right. There's no way I was living right, but I believe I'd been up most of the night, this night I'm speaking of, but I remember it was early Sunday morning. I was driving. I'm not sure exactly where I was going, but I remember looking down at the clock in the truck, and I thought, well, it's about time for church. So I rode out to above where I grew up, my parents' house, my buddy's church, and as I walked through the doors, my friend's dad, which is pastor of church, he just looked at me strange, you know, like, what are you doing here without Matt? And I just remember going in there and praying for salvation, and it didn't happen again. But the next week, or the week after one, I was saved. And it's the best feeling in the world. But like I said, I asked for that. I didn't ask for this. After I was saved, I still didn't live like I should. You know, my heart was always in the right place, but I didn't live a life for, you know, that he would want me to live. But married Ashley a few years later and started visiting this church, and grew very quick to love this church and everybody in it. And even though I didn't, still don't come like I should, but the Sunday that I joined the church, I sat right back there, and the Lord just led me to want to join this church. And church led out, and I just sat there, and I didn't want to leave. I finally felt odd enough to get up and walk out the doors, and I ran right back in and talked to Brother Miller. And the next week I joined the church, was baptized into the church. Now, in November, I got what I felt was a strange calling. And like I said, I just couldn't do nothing but ask, why me? I'm not qualified. I'm definitely not worthy of it. But I've had a lot of help with that here lately. Me and Mike went and seen Brother Miller, and I told him, I don't know why. And his response to me was, it's none of your business. And he's exactly right. It's none of my business. It's none of my business what the Lord does with his body, because I'm just borrowing it. And I'll never feel worthy of it. And there's another saying that he doesn't call the qualified, but he qualifies the called. And I just don't feel like I ever will be qualified. There's a few scriptures in here that's helped me and comfort me through all this. I'd like to read a few of them to you. Proverbs chapter 3. verse 5. This is a one that I have a hard time with because I've got a lot of trust issues, but I shouldn't have when it comes to the Lord. Proverbs 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Trust. Three commands are given. Trust meaning rely on, depend on, lean not, meaning do not depend on your own native instincts. And acknowledge him, meaning have fellowship and intimacy with God in all of life. The result of such devotion is that God will make the path straight before you. And I think Brother Elliot last Sunday gave a good example of that. He said the Lord told him he needed to go to Australia and preach. And he said he made every attempt to make every excuse, and God just made the way for him, and financial. But you can't say enough about that. I mean, there's not many people in this world that you can sit there and say, lean not on my own understanding, I'm going to trust what you do. And there's not many people in this world that you can say that, but I do trust him. And that scripture gives me a great deal of comfort that I can trust him to be with me for life, because being called to preach is not a short-term thing. That's the rest of your life. That's probably the biggest thing that ever happened to me. Something else I forgot to mention, when I was in the stage of asking why, I'll never forget this either. Brother Dallas Wheat, I went to his house shortly after I left Brother Miller's, me and Mike. And Dallas said, you need to stop asking yourself why you and start asking yourself why not you. And that's kind of the attitude that I have now. I mean, it's going to be a struggle for me a while. I know it's going to be a lot of hard work, but why not me? You know, I trust in the Lord with whatever decision he makes for me. He called me to be a preacher. It took a while, but I answered his call. But there's a reason for it. Maybe I can reach somebody that Brother Miller can't. And I'm going to uphold that, and I'm going to do it the best of my ability, and I'm gonna preach the book and preach Jesus and preach what he puts in my heart, and if it's not good for somebody, then that's fine. I'm not trying to impress anybody in here. I'm just doing what's laid on my heart. Another book that gives me a lot of comfort is the book of Isaiah. Chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways, neither are your ways to my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, So are my ways higher than your ways? And my thoughts than your thoughts? He's well above us. My ways are nowhere near what his ways are. And my thoughts are nowhere near his thoughts. I do have a, I wanted to go over that those few things with you. That's some things that helped me through what I went through. And it's still a hard road. It's not easy. I think the devil's still throwing some things on me that I need to put that armor of God on. But I do have a message. I just hope to say everything that the Lord put on me today. There's a first for everything. I want to read something that Brother Bandy Wednesday night read from. It's in Psalms 116. One and two. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. He heard my voice. And it's pretty self-explanatory there. What I get out of it, I will call upon him for as long as I live. He heard my voice. I'm going to hear his from now on. I learned my lesson from running from the Lord. But I think we don't give thanks for what he does for us enough. We need to give thanks for everything the Lord does for us. Everything. Verse 18 over there says, I think it says it twice, 14 and then 18. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. But it's been a rough week this week. I really studied the Bible for the first time in my life that heavy. I prayed a lot, studied a lot. I started a new job this week, so I had training there. This will get to my message, but I had training this week, and it's been an interesting week. It's been hard. But in class, we was meeting with the manager of the plant that I went to work for, and he asked us to introduce ourselves, stand up and introduce ourselves. There's 10 of them in this class. We started going around the room. I didn't think of anything better to say than, my name's Philip Talbot, I'm from here in Scottsville, and I just got called to preach. So I did. And when I sat down, you could have cut the tension in that room with a knife. It was very uncomfortable. The guy sat beside him had been cussing like a sailor the whole day. But it was pretty interesting. And it laid something on me that day. And right there in the middle of class, I started writing things on my hand to go home and look up. But why are we so ashamed to talk about the Bible, Jesus, God, Why are we so ashamed to talk about it? I can't think of anything better to talk about. And I've been guilty of it in my life, but you know, I see things a little different now, and things going on in our nation and the world that I think we need to talk a lot about it. And it needs to be addressed. And I mean, when you turn on the TV, instead of seeing what we're seeing now, we should be seeing more stuff about Jesus. I guess that don't sell as well. But in Matthew chapter 10, verse 32 and 33, "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him I also deny before my Father which is in heaven." Better not be ashamed to talk about Jesus. It's written right there in red. Luke chapter 9, verse 26. "For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed." You should be ashamed of yourself if you're ashamed to talk about Jesus. But I don't think this row is going to be easy. But when I was called to preach, I was called to preach the Word of God to everybody, and that's what I plan on doing. I plan on talking to everybody I think I need to talk to about the Bible, about Jesus, everything that I can think of. That's my duty now. Like I said, I learned a lot of things this week. There's a lot of things bouncing around in my head, but I was talking to my father-in-law, and you know, a preacher has, he educated me a little bit. A preacher has no more access to God than anybody else. We're just a man. That's all we are. But we're there also to spread His word and be there for help when somebody needs it. I've got a lot of scriptures in here, Mark. There's a lot of things that I've bounced around in my head that I wanted to say. Mike told me, you know, when you're studying to preach a sermon, you can be chasing rabbits because you've got something stuck in your head, and then something else will pop out at you, and you want to say something else. But one other thing I want to read is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. "Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God." Everything I do from now on is going to be for the glory of God. It's like you become a different person. You become a different person when you're saved. And I found out that when you have that calling, you become a different person. And I'm at peace with that now. I'm at peace with Him calling me to preach. I'm still scared. Even after this is over, I'll still be scared. But I'm at peace with it now. I see the blessing in it. I've always liked helping people, and I always will. Somebody comes at me for help, I do everything in my power to help them. The power of prayer is very strong. I feel like one of my main jobs as a preacher now, it still scares me to say that, but is to reach out to the lost and try to convince them that seeking the Lord is the way to go. And they'll profit greatly from it. Not financially, but eternally, which means a lot more than financially. If anybody's lost here today, if you can come from what I come from to being a preacher, you can do anything. I never foreseen it. I never asked for this, and I still don't know why. I just quit asking. I'm leaving it up to Him. I will not lean on my own understanding. But I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over to Brother Miller. I know it wasn't pretty, but I was here to say what was on my heart. And like I said, I'm not trying to impress anybody. But I've told my story and said a few things that's on my mind. But just continue to pray for me. I've got a lot of praying to do, and hopefully one day before I die, I'll make a preacher. But I'm going to turn it back over to Brother Man. Thank y'all, and please continue to pray for me.